Just like to read in four short passages of scripture. The first is in Numbers, chapter 21, page 205, verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go round the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have ye brought us up out of Egypt, that we should die in the wilderness? For there is no bread and no water, and our soul loathes this light bread. Then Jehovah sent fiery serpents among the people, which bit the people, and much people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, in that we have spoken against Jehovah and against thee. Pray to Jehovah that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And Jehovah said to Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten and looketh upon it shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass, if a serpent had bitten any man, and he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 30, which is page 273. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you. Life and death have I set before you, blessing and cursing. Choose then life, that thou mayest live, thou and thy seed, in loving Jehovah thy God, in hearkening to his voice, and in cleaving to him. For this is thy life and the length of thy days. And then in Epistle to the Acts, chapter 4, Acts 4 and verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are called upon to answer as to the good deed done to the infirm man, how he has been healed, be it known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene whom ye have crucified, whom God has raised from among the dead, by him this man stands here before you sound in body. He is the stone which has been set at naught by you the builders, which is become the cornerstone, and salvation is in none other. For neither is there another name under heaven which is given among men by which we must be saved. Finally, in 2 Corinthians... chapter 6, page 1394, halfway through verse 2 of chapter 6. Behold, now is the well-accepted time. Behold, now the day of salvation. It's a wonderful thing that we can speak about the day of salvation. What do you, dear hearer, know about salvation? What do you know about the person that can offer salvation? Well, I read in Numbers, there is an urgent need for something that was going to save the people from these serpents. And Jehovah, in his love, provided the remedy for a serpent bite. Each one here has been bitten by the serpent. I've been bitten by the serpent. You've been bitten by the serpent. The thing is, are you going to look at the serpent of brass and live? That's really the bent of my preaching tonight. The necessity for living. This world is marked by death and destruction. And we see it on every hand. But if we can look away to the one who offers life, there we will find salvation. Not salvation for today only, but salvation for all eternity. How wonderful to be assured of your eternal salvation. Who else but the Lord Jesus Christ can offer eternal salvation? Because he is the one that loves you. He loves you like no other. A divine, holy, heavenly love. And he loves you, and he loves me. And he's gone that way of Calvary's cross, that you may know what eternal salvation is. Life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Life in a look at the crucified one. Would you like to enjoy that, dear friend? The one who hung upon Calvary's cross. That you may not have to. That you may not have to bear the judgment of sin. The Lord Jesus bore my sins. Did he bear your sins? The Lord Jesus suffered for sin upon Calvary's cross. Did he suffer for your sins? These questions are important because I cannot give you tomorrow. Such is the urgency of the glad tidings. They're called glad tidings because they relieve you of the burden of sin. That's why they're called glad tidings. How wonderful to be able to talk about something that is of gladness. There's so much sorrow in the world. Satan has got a hold of persons today that hardly they know the difference between right and wrong. So just want to refer to the scripture that I read in Deuteronomy. This is the message. Choose then life, that thou mayest live. Old hymn says, life alone is found in Jesus. Only there 'tis offered thee. How wonderful to be able to choose, freely choose life. The Lord, in his grace and in his mercy, we desire you make the right choice. It's easy to make the wrong choice, but will you make the right choice? There's the wide path that leads to destruction. Lots of people are on that path. It looks like the right way. But then there's the narrow way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. But I would point you today to that narrow way where there is life, where there is joy, where there is satisfaction. Choose then life, that thou mayest live. How wonderful it is to really know what true life is. And believe me, you cannot find it here in this world. No matter how hard you may look, it's only found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is eternal. He is God's beloved Son. Everything is founded upon him and his precious work. God looks upon the blood of the Lord Jesus, and he's eternally satisfied. Never to have to suffer again. The Lord Jesus suffered once for sin. Oh, do avail yourself of this opportunity to put your faith and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus. Verse in Acts tells us that there is no other name. And so it says salvation is in none other. For neither is there another name under heaven which is given among men by which we must be saved. You know, I love to read scriptures like this that are totally clear. Every scripture is clear, but there are some that stand out. And this one stands out for me. Salvation is in none other. You may think that there are other ways, but there are not. There is only one way. And that's why that scripture in Deuteronomy says, choose life, that thou mayest live. How wonderful to know what it is to be alive to the overtures of divine grace. Alive to this, to the Spirit speaking. Alive to God's word to you. He speaks to you. He speaks to me. And he speaks in that still, small voice. Some of us might need the whirlwind, but God delights to speak in grace and in mercy, and it's the still small voice, because this is the day of grace. Time of judgment is coming, but this is the day of grace when God delights to welcome those who are searching for life into his presence. Searching for salvation. That's what we started off this gospel. The need for salvation. And there's never been a time greater than today than that for this, for the need of salvation. Think of what the verse here says. For neither is there another name under heaven which is given among men by which we must be saved. This world can ring with the names of men down through the ages, women too, but none that can offer salvation. None that can offer you the certain knowledge of forgiveness of sins. You may say, why do I need my sins forgiven? You need your sins forgiven because a time will come when you will stand before a holy and a righteous God. It may not be right now, but rest assured, that time will come. The scripture speaks of it when the books are opened and we are brought before that throne. It speaks about the heavens fleeing from before that person. God, in all his majesty, says the heavens fled. And you will be brought before that person, and the books will be opened. And you will realize the necessity of having your sins forgiven. But this is the opportunity now to come in the simple, in the simplicity of your need for a saviour. So I just finish now by looking at the scripture in Corinthians. Everyone would agree that this is the accepted time. This is the day of salvation. Why does it say that? This is the well-accepted time. This is the time when you, God, in his love and in his grace, is propitious towards you. It's like what we had in the reading this afternoon. God commends his love to you. He's propitious. He invites you to come to him. What a message of welcome. Could we refuse such a message of welcome from the Lord Jesus himself? Come unto me, he says, and I will give you rest. Somebody said to me today, I can't wait to retire. Well, I'm not offering you retirement, but I am offering you rest. Rest in the work and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can offer it. He can give you the peace and the joy and the satisfaction. if you'll come to him. It says, I have helped thee in a day of salvation. God joins his help to our weakness through the power of the Holy Spirit. Every believer is given that power. Are you aware of the power of the Holy Spirit in your pathway? You know, what a power to have. Power of heaven. God's power in you that helps you to overcome every obstacle and every difficulty that Satan puts in your way. Well, just these are just a few simple scattered thoughts. But I hope they find an echo in your heart. I hope you find that there's something that I've said that answers to the things that you sometimes think of. But let me just reiterate again. I desire that each one here may know what it is to have salvation. To choose life, because in life, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we may have life and have it abundantly. Well, that's all I've got to say. This is the well-accepted time. This is the day of grace. Don't refuse it.